Sick 92 East Coast Radio.
What is that song? It hurts so bad. Every teenage girl in South Africa was obsessed with this dude. He's a dad now. Speaking of being a dad.
Ask a Parent on East Coast Radio.
All right, so I'm not a parent. There are a couple of things, though, that scare me about being a parent one day if I ever do decide to have kids. Like, I don't want my kid to come home with schoolwork, and then I'm questioning everything about myself and what I actually learned at school. Like, you know, maths is my worst, and then I can't help them out. Or they, you know, read me completely, and I'm left speechless. What do I say? Or them teaching me how to use Facebook or Instagram. You know what's even worse about having a kid is, have you ever seen a small child in the middle of the night when they need to use the bathroom and they walk down the passage? It is the scariest thing you will ever come across. So those are a couple of other things that actually scare me about being a parent. I saw some interesting research, by the way, and it's all about how parents and kids fight with each other. I'm not going to bore you with all the stats, but they had a couple of reasons as to why kids and parents are always fighting with each other. And number one, children not eating everything on their plate. Yes, that's me too. I think I'm still a child. Untidy bedrooms. My mom still shouts at me every time she visits and she sees my bedroom. It's terrible. And I'm like, please leave me alone. I pay my own bills. I'm a grown man. Children saying that they are hungry but not wanting to eat anything healthy. Same. Still the same. Children complaining that they are full after barely touching their food. And siblings fighting with each other. I still fight with my brother all the time. Anyway, we have got Zoe. Zoe needs your help today.
Hi, Vic. Welcome to the East Coast. So I have a dilemma. My kids do not listen. And I know you're not allowed to hit them, so I'm trying to find new ways to discipline them. Timeouts have not been working, and I'm hoping the parents out there can help a sister out.
Let's help a sister out. Apparently you can't eat kids anymore. I thought it was still a thing. It just depends on what you feel like doing. But I suppose now it is, you know, you got to think twice about being heavy-handed with your kid. So hit us up this afternoon. We want to hear from you. Zoe needs help on creative ways on how to discipline her kid. Our WhatsApp is 0617929495. You can call us as well, 0893109495. We're hanging out till 4 o'clock this afternoon. My name is Vic Naidu. Thank you for joining us. Happy Tuesday. And right now we're asking a parent.
Ask a Parent on East Coast Radio.
So I was telling you, one of my biggest fears one day, if I ever become a parent, is when my child comes home from school and I gotta help them out with homework and I don't know what is cracking, when they read me and I don't have a comeback. Also, having to discipline them. I mean, I have issues with authority. So now me trying to be authoritative is not going to go down easy. We had a message from Zoe. Zoe says that she's got two kids and she's tried everything under the sun to try and discipline them. Apparently you can't hit your kids, and she's looking for alternate ways to discipline them. Some ideas, some creative ideas. And we asked you to get involved with us on our WhatsApp number, by the way, 0617929495. Good afternoon, Mad Max.
Big cousin, Mad Max here, quite a user on North Coast. The worst punishment I ever gave my girl was take your cell phone away. One was driving you nuts, but I promise you they never made a mistake, but they made a game.
You know what would be a more creative way? Is let them have the cell phone, but cut off the Wi-Fi. There's nothing worse than having a cell phone but not being able to do anything with it. And nowadays you need Wi-Fi to do stuff with it.
Good afternoon, Vic. I would say take away the phone and restrict access to computer or laptop.
Okay, so basically, let's just take away their phones.
Hi, Vic Naidu.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to East Coast.
My
name is Renisha Ramdeen. I'm from Pietermaritzburg. I don't have kids. But I am a professional caregiver. And I think the best that works with kids is showing them love and understanding, you know, spending time with kids. And when they do make naughty, try to explain what they did wrong. You know, I know some adults think it's so stupid to sit down and talk to small little kids. But believe me, it helps.
I mean, I agree with you, Renisha. I think we all want to be understood and heard. I think that's the most important thing. Was going through the survey as well. They did a little survey and they found out how many arguments and fights parents and children have with each other. I don't want to bore you with that, but there were top five causes, and a lot of it was about not eating everything on the plate. And I just feel like that's still me right now. If my mom could discipline me, she'd still be doing that.
Hey, Vic. You made me laugh talking about kids having to eat all the food on their plates.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I went to Paris with my boss on a business trip. He's a dad to four kids, and he refused to let me leave the table in a restaurant until I finished all the food on my plate. Let me just say, I am 46.
Can I tell you something quickly before we go? I had a little story. I was in Italy and I refused to eat my steak rare. The chef also forced me to eat the steak rare like he was my dad. It was my worst experience ever. I almost cried. Hit us up this afternoon, 061-792-9495. We're yet till 4 o'clock this afternoon. My name is Vic, and thank you for joining us. We are doing Ask a Parent. So we're asking parents out there to help us out. Zoe has a little bit of an issue.
Ask a Parent on East Coast Radio.
All right, so Zoe sent us a message. She said she's got two kids. She's run out of creative ideas to discipline them. And you can't hit your kids. Surprisingly, a lot of messages coming through on Twitter telling us, hit your kids. It's okay. We had a good hiding and nothing harmed us. I don't know. Times have changed. And then we got a lot of suggestions about perhaps taking away the kids' cell phone. And I'm looking for something more creative. You know what's more dark? Is letting them have the cell phone, but cutting off the Wi-Fi. Now that is creative.
Havoc, I'd say leave them the phone, leave them the laptop, leave them the tablet, just take away the chargers. Nothing like watching them hold on to that last bit of battery life on a on an electronic device and knowing there's nothing they can do about it.
Gail, I love you. That is brilliant. I have such anxiety leaving the house when my phone is like on 50%, just by the way.
The easiest form of punishment, or the most creative punishment I've gotten from my kids, is that my one that loves technology and anything to do with playing games and things like that, I take all his technology away. He sits there idle looking at the ceiling and gets quite bored with himself. And where my other one loves to be outside running around wild, he gets a naughty corner where he's not allowed to move. So that's my most creative form of punishment for both my kids.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.